And we're back this week with another special guest, expertise from the state of Texas, the winner of the Warren C. Smythe Award, which is given out by the Texas Physical Therapy Association, Dr. Andrew Bennett.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Dr. Bennett, thanks for joining us today on PT Talker.
Sure, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Now, you said it's okay to call you Andrew, but I want to know,
please.
I just want everyone to know that you are PT, DPT, and president of Texas PTS. You've got 14 clinics. You've been out on your own since 2005. Obviously, you're doing something right down there, but first of all, I want to congratulate you on your award.
Thanks very much.
What do you think was one of the primary reasons? I know that the award recognizes your outstanding service to the, you know, to the field of physical therapy. But what do you think are some of the reasons that you can point to for your success?
I think number one, first and foremost, is the people. We're not doing this by ourselves. I think we've spent a lot of time. I say we, meaning myself and my partners and our executive team. We've spent a lot of time building an organization that is focusing on developing one another, internally. So again, that's just sort of a focus on an internal customer service. And part of that is through advancing clinical skills, but also through advancing things like leadership, the ability to make financial and business decisions through some business courses and those types of things.
Mm-hmm. So obviously you are working more, but working a lot on your skills to not only be the best physical therapist, but also a good business person. Is that kind of the message you're relaying?
Yeah, I mean, constantly learning, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the question that each one of us gets to ask and hopefully answer successfully every day is, what did I learn today?
Yeah. So, all right, well, let's talk a little bit about the award. The award is something that is not given every year by the state association. What can you tell us about that?
I think just my name was brought forward by some of the things that our organization has done. Again, I think sometimes, you know, one of the benefits of being a leader of such a great organization is that, you know, lots of our folks are doing wonderful things every day, and I just happen to be in the seat for receiving recognition. But I think the TPTA was really looking at our efforts of bringing evidence-based practice into the forefront of a private practice, really trying to train and build, like I said, the physical therapist, but also our support staff. So I think the award is really may have my name on it, but it really is for our entire organization.
Yeah, and recognizes obviously your work to increase the professionalism of the Texas Physical Therapy Association and your organization specifically. So again, congratulations. But that kind of leads me to you are an advocate of evidence-based physical therapy, and some of the other things that go along with that. What are some of the trends you see happening in physical therapy, private practice physical therapy there in Texas, and maybe how some of our listeners might relate that to where they live?
Trends just in terms of
just overall,
business or
yeah.
Overarching?
Exactly. I mean, you know, what? Maybe I should start out with what's your view of the future of private practice physical therapy in Texas right now?
Well, I think it's very bright. Our schools are putting out some of the most talented physical therapists I've seen ever.
Mm-hmm.
Folks that are coming out with a doctoral degree in hand, but with the idea and the desire to learn through postgraduate residencies and fellowships, you know, recognizing that they need and want more in terms of learning to be really that expert clinician that we all try to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the combination of having a lot of young, energized young clinicians coming out, combined with really a economy that's ripe for disruption. And I think physical therapists are really poised. If we act appropriately, if we organize ourselves and act appropriately, I think we can really come out and provide a solution that perhaps hasn't been seen before, just in terms of management of musculoskeletal problems. I mean, low back pain, for example, is really our bread and butter. I'm sure you've seen, Jeff, the slides where, the top three, healthcare expenses in the United States right now of, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and asthma. But the number four in the United States is low back pain.
Which PTs are obviously well poised to take advantage of that and help.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So is that one of the core competencies or one of the core areas that you focus on in your group of 14 clinics?
You mean does low back pain, do we see a lot of patients with low back pain?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It probably makes up close to 60% of our caseload if I had to take an educated guess.
Yeah. And what are you doing at Texas PTS that might be different in dealing with those patients, or how do you approach the low back pain patient?
Well, we try to use the evidence-based approach, which, if you look at the SACA definition, talks about judicious use of the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So we're certainly using the some of the studies that talk about early classification, early access in terms of the treatment-based classification that was proposed. We certainly try to look at subgrouping those patients to pick out who might be the best responders to certain interventions. Then SACA also mentions, our best clinical skill. So we are constantly refining our abilities to use our hands, use our brains, in terms of appropriate exercise, appropriate manipulation. And then finally, not because it's last, but really because it's probably most important, is our patient value. We spend an enormous amount of time investing in our patients and trying to understand what makes them tick and who they are. There's a lot of data that would say that your outcomes are going to get better if you understand who you have and your patients like you.
So could you elaborate on that a little bit more? So are you saying that if you have better ways of motivating them, or you might treat patient A differently than patient B if you can figure them out?
Yeah, no, absolutely. For example, you may have two patients who are the same age, the same gender, and may have very similar presentations clinically, but one of them is actively depressed, has a high fear or avoidance of pain, is scared, is concerned, has a high school education at best, versus another individual may be, again, the same gender, same age, but college graduate who's recognizes that, gosh, I got to get through this thing because I've got to feed my family, and Dr. B, do whatever you do, I just got to get through this. So those patients require a little bit different approach. They require a little bit different handling skills.
I know you talked a lot about the people that you work with, but there must be some business model you're following to be able to open up 14 locations since 2005. That seems very aggressive, very progressive. What are some of the things that have motivated you or have given you the signal that it's time to open another clinic?
I don't think there's any magic answer to that. I can tell you it's a combination of things, and I'm just going to kind of describe them to you as they come to my mind here. The first and foremost is when, we see a need, where there's a community that does not have the physical therapy services that we think that would service it the best. We have the staff. In other words, we have a clinician on board who is someone that we want to have around for a long time, and we feel like that this is an opportunity for them to really participate in growing the practice and really have some long-term investment, if you will. Some of our practice growth and expansion has come through acquisitions, where we've found other practices looking to exit. Some folks that maybe getting into their golden years, as it were, and are not interested in navigating another storm, which is certainly what we're getting ready to do. And so those folks are looking at sort of exiting their practice, and we've been able to acquire those, and again, having the right staff to put forward in those leadership roles.
Yeah. And just real quick, in the few minutes we have remaining, elaborate a little bit more. Tell us what you mean by the coming storm. Is that healthcare reform?
It's going to be something. You know, I mean, there's over 10,000 people a day enrolling in Medicare, and we're on the very, very tip end of the baby boomer generation, and Medicare's already run out of money.
Yeah.
I think the insurance company is about to get called on the carpet. I think a lot of employers are realizing that they've been sold a bill of goods and are going to be looking for some alternatives. One of the things that I think has been very helpful for us as we look towards the storm is in really shoring up some of the individual processes that we have in our company. In fact, several of our clinicians and have gone through the Evidence in Motion Executive Private Practice Management course.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And you may be aware some of the folks like Steve Anderson teaches into that, Larry Benz teaches into that,
right.
Jeff Hathaway, some folks that have been around for, a fairly long time. And being able to really structure our organization in a way that we feel like we're sustainable.
Yeah, and absolutely, Evidence in Motion is a leader in our industry. Just as you said, teaching other therapists how to think in the ways that they promote. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Indeed, absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, any predictions for the future? Where is Texas PTS going here?
Upwards and onwards, I hope.
I
hope that we can. My hope is that we really can create a legacy organization that will change healthcare for my children. That's my goal. That, along with giving the insurance companies a run for their money, we can do it a whole lot better than they can.
Great, good for you, and certainly probably more awards in your future.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully we can be around for the game, that's for sure.
Yeah, great. All right, well, you have been listening to Dr. Andrew Bennett, physical therapist who is the president of Texas PTS. Where are you located? Where's headquarters?
San Antonio and Austin area.
Okay, all right. So San Antonio, Texas. And if anyone should have any questions for Dr. Bennett, feel free to go ahead and send them to feedback@PTTalker. We'll make sure that we forward those on. So Dr. Bennett, thank you again for taking your time out of your day to talk to us on PT Talker. I know everyone found your comments interesting, and certainly we all want to wish you the best and congratulate you on your award.
Thanks, Jeff. And I'll be sure and pass on my email and Twitter information, too, if there's some folks that would want to direct message or something, that'd be fine.
Yeah, if you can direct that to me in email, we'll put that on the blog. And
yeah, we'll do.
Okay, very good. I want to remind everybody that previous episodes of PT Talker are available on iTunes. Make sure you share the weekly expert that we bring to you each and every week right here on PT Talker. Hopefully you have found today's information to be helpful, if not to do anything other than just help someone get better today. So this is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.